Hey there, calm and confident crew. This is your host, Dylan Brooks, back with another dose of Stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy world we call life. Now, I know what you're thinking, mindfulness sounds like some woo-woo stuff, right? But trust me on this one, folks. Mindfulness isn't about sitting cross-legged in a mountaintop retreat chanting on. It's about bringing your attention to the present moment with all its glorious messiness. And honestly, that's something we can all use a little more of, right? Think about it. We're constantly bombarded with notifications, deadlines, and to-do lists. Our minds are like squirrels on caffeine bouncing from thought to thought, never really landing anywhere. This constant mental chatter can lead to stress, anxiety, and even burnout. But mindfulness practices can act as a mental oasis, a place to pause, breathe, and reconnect with ourselves. So, what's the takeaway? Mindfulness isn't some mystical superpower, it's a skill you can develop with practice. It's about training your mind to be more present, aware, and accepting of whatever comes your way. And trust me, once you start incorporating these simple practices into your daily routine, you'll feel the difference. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on your mindfulness journey. First up, take a mindful minute. Ever felt that knot in your stomach when you're facing a deadline or dealing with a challenging conversation? Take a quick pause before reacting. Just breathe deeply for a few moments, focusing on the sensation of your breath entering and leaving your body. This simple act can help calm your nervous system and give you a moment to collect your thoughts before jumping into action. Next, engage all your senses. Think about that delicious cup of coffee you just had, the aroma, the warmth in your hands, the rich taste on your tongue. When we consciously engage our senses, we anchor ourselves in the present moment and appreciate the small joys around us. Try doing this throughout your day. Savor a piece of fruit, listen to the birds chirping, or feel the sun on your skin. Third, practice mindful walking. Forget about rushing from point A to point B. Instead, try taking a few slow, deliberate steps, paying attention to the sensations in your feet as they connect with the ground. Notice the movement of your body, the rhythm of your breath, and the sights and sounds around you. It's amazing how simple walk can become a meditation when we truly pay attention. Now, cultivate gratitude. It's easy to focus on what we lack, but making a conscious effort to appreciate what we have can shift our entire perspective. Take a few moments each day to reflect on things you are grateful for: your health, your loved ones, a beautiful sunrise, and let those feelings of gratitude fill your heart. Finally, practice self-compassion. We all make mistakes, face challenges, and have off days. Instead of beating ourselves up, treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we would offer a dear friend. Remember that you're human, and it's okay to not be perfect. Embrace your imperfections and keep moving forward. Speaking of self-compassion, let me share a quick story. Remember that time you completely bombed the presentation at work? Or maybe you tripped and fell in front of everyone at the coffee shop? Yeah, those moments suck. We all have them. But what if instead of berating yourself for the blunder, you treated yourself with a little kindness? Imagine saying to yourself, "Hey, it's okay. Everyone makes mistakes. I'm going to learn from this and keep moving forward." That's self-compassion in action. It's about accepting our flaws, forgiving ourselves, and treating ourselves with the same love and understanding we offer others. So, remember these key takeaways. Take mindful minutes, engage all your senses, practice mindful walking, cultivate gratitude, and most importantly, practice self-compassion. These simple practices can have a profound impact on your overall well-being. Ready to start incorporating mindfulness into your daily life? I'm telling you, it's like unlocking a secret weapon for navigating stress and embracing the present moment. Now, go out there and make today a little more calm, confident, and mindful. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a dose of Stoic wisdom. Until next time, keep those vibes positive and that mind sharp.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.